Joe Rogan says Hollywood is full of insecure people blindly pushing liberal talking points to land acting jobs. It's fucking horse's tea. By Hannah Blow on June 23, 2021. Podcast superstar Joe Rogan believes Hollywood's left-wing bent has a lot to do with hungry actors who parrot radical talking points to land jobs. Surmising that most of them are just nonsense people who have not thought these things through and concluding it is fucking horseshit. Speaking on the June 17 episode of the podcast Breaking Points, Rogan explained why he believes Hollywood is so ideologically left-wing. It all comes down to young, hungry actors saying whatever they believe casting directors are going to want to hear to land the job. Rogan said, adding that these individuals often hear what others are saying and parrot those talking points to secure jobs in the industry. You see people bend to whichever way the wind is blowing. It's like, what do I have to say? And you see the disingenuousness, he said, surmising that most celebrities do not actually hold opinions. Rather, they have what he described as a conglomeration of opinions that they've adopted because they think it will be beneficial for their career. I would go on these auditions and I would see these poor fuckers that were lost in this world of being chosen for things. And that's what shapes the entire mindset of that part of the country, Rogan continued. The entire mindset of that part of the country is doing things that you think other people will like. They are insecure people that go to a place where they're going to get rejected a lot. It's the worst thing ever for their mental health. Rogan continued, explaining that it is possible for there to be such an ideological divide in Hollywood because the country is basically divided 50-50. So is it that you're telling me that everyone who is creative is left-wing? Is it everyone who is expressive? Is it everyone who is theatrical? Is that possible? It's not possible, he said. Because it's not really opinions. They're willing to not have any opinions on anything else other than feeding narcissism. Feeding this career that seems insurmountable and impossible to achieve. He continued. You can feel the angst pulsating off their bodies. And you run into that more often than you don't. Because most people are bitter, and most people are weirded out. And they adopt these liberal sensibilities and ideologies and they don't necessarily do it because they thought these things through. I mean occasionally you've got your Mark Ruffalo type characters who are really all in, but most of them are not. Most of them are just nonsense people and those nonsense people will just get on stage and they'll say at the Academy Awards or the Grammys, this is what we have to do. We have to make sure that we support this, and that. It's fucking horseshit, Rogan added. Rogan has continued to speak out strongly against cultural norms, highlighting the phenomenon of people flooding to Florida and Texas amid the oppressive lockdowns in blue states. Cities can be irreversibly fucked, like I think some of our cities are right now. I think there's some sections in LA, I don't know how the fuck they're gonna bounce back. You drive down the street and you see everything boarded up. You go, how does this come back? How long does it take? Rogan said during an appearance with Dave Chappelle in episode 1647 of The Joe Rogan Experience.